I wanted to ask about the Lakeside Lab and your involvement in the Lakeside Lab.
I taught up at Lakeside from 1960-something up until 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught every other year. It was an interesting experience. I like field work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I had some really interesting students up there. But, and it was an interesting experience from the fact that the faculty and the students ate together in the common dining hall, and
mm-hmm.
People got to see what their professor looked like at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it was an entirely different learning, teaching format mm-hmm. than here on campus, of course.
Mm-hmm. And it was nice that it was kind of far away,
yeah.
in a sense.
It was interesting, too, because there were people from the three institutions.
Right.
And at that point in time, it was resurrected again after it was dropped during the Second World War. And
mm-hmm.
it was resurrected sometime I'm not sure exactly when, but in the late 40s, very early 50s. And at that time, there were professors contributed from the biology department at UNI and from the botany departments at Iowa State and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it actually operated under the aegis of Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered an extension outpost from Iowa City. And so and Dick Bolger was the chair, in charge of it for some time. Faculty from Iowa State was somewhat considered country cousins. And this was interesting. I could handle this for one summer, and I know the next summer I wouldn't. I liked the people involved there. There was just a little bit of
tension
mm-hmm. was involved there. But it was a great experience. I wish it well. I hope it is. Well, it's in the condition now with a new head,
mm-hmm.
And I hope that. Programs will mm-hmm. be expanded and changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly enjoyed the adult weekend
yeah.
there a couple of years ago, and I'd always wanted to see it, and it's just nice to have that kind of opportunity because I would never get that kind of, I didn't take science classes when I was
yeah.
in school, so it's nice to have that opportunity to do different things.
Yeah, well, that I've been very interested in because, again, I think it's... that's one of the things that I hope they do continue, because to me it's a good liaison between the general public that
mm-hmm.
wants to be interested and that to have that kind of an experience,
mm-hmm.
and I think we owe it to our Iowa public.
Mm-hmm. It's a form of extension in a lot
yeah,
of ways.
It is.
Really kind of got me on my bird watching kick. So, but it also helped where you put the landscape into perspective because I remember the presentations about the remnants of glaciers and going out. And then I look around where I am and I see, whenever I see the state house building in Des Moines, I always think that's the end of the glacier. So you look at your local area a little differently.
It's interesting. It adds. People say that. It's a rather dull landscape, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, if you know how it got to be the way it is, and
mm-hmm.
look for some of the small things,
mm-hmm.
it's a good code.
Mm-hmm.